If the Jews had not sinned by the Meraglim, how long would it have been before they entered Eretz Canaan? 2. Per Rashi, there was a tsunami before the Mabul. Was Noah alive at that time? What was the year of that tsunami? Anonymous from Canada. For your first question, have the Jews not sinned by the Meraglim, how long would it have been before they entered Eretz Canaan? The Torah says that after they consecrated the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the 20th day of Iyar, they broke camp and they were ready to start traveling to Eretz Yisrael, and they would have gone to Eretz Yisrael in 3 days. But during those 3 days, they sinned by Kivros HaTaiva, and then they had to stay there for a month because of that sin, and another 7 days because of the sin of Miriam. And then they sent the spies, and had they not sinned with the sin of the spies, they would have gone into Eretz Yisrael immediately after that. According to your second question, the Seder HaDoros records that Enosh was born 235 years after the creation of the world. And during his lifetime, people started to serve idolatry. And during his generation, either the river Gihon overflowed and flooded a third of the world, or it was the ocean that overflowed and destroyed a third of the world. And there's also another time that this tsunami, as you call it, happened. In the time of Dor HaFlaga, and Noach was alive during that time. The Sefer Yochanan says that it happened in the time of Canaan, and Canaan was born 395 years after the creation of the world. And that was before Noach was born. So if these two tsunamis happened in the time of Enosh and Canaan, it was not in the time of Noach at all. If it happened in the Dor HaFlaga, then it was during the lifetime of Noach.